Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Judge Penny Wolfgang, you loved Sandy Beach, as we all did. You had a very close, special bond with him. Thank you for taking time.
Hi there. Yes, I did. We were very good friends for a really long time. He was the first person I actually met when I was just a young lawyer doing the Law and You series on radio. And I was doing a public service radio program. And he was, of course, famous Sandy Beach already by then. And I was just, an attorney starting out. And we got to be friends right away. And we remained friends for all these years. It's been a really long time. And, of course, I was honored to be the one who performed the wedding that Tim and Susan were talking about when he and Bernie got married. And he was very, very emotional, you know, even as funny as we talked about him being. He and Bernie, but especially Sandy, was sentimental and emotional and planned the wedding, you know, and the engagement and everything to every minute detail. And he wanted what he wanted to say and their vows. And we were all very moved by the wedding. And I've had the honor to perform many weddings, but that was really special to me.
I think of all the different, you know, we're talking about the radio legacy of a man. They have personal friendships, but in the community as well, you know, there was a time when, you know, people that were on the bench or in law enforcement, they didn't really have a vehicle to really put information out there, as far as, you know, they were the personalities you vote for. They're on a ballot. They have their career, and then it's pretty much over. And Sandy was one of the first, you know, I would say his platform was all about, you know, he believed in what he believed in. He had his friends. But the other thing he did was he gave color to so many different individuals that you might have just seen, you know, Penny Wolfgang on a ballot. But she wasn't a person. She was a judge. And the judge is at a level that no one knows that you're a human being. But yet, when I heard the name, not only do I see you, you know, as an elected official, as a judge, you're out there in the news. But now with Sandy, you're like a real human being and you're a real person. And there's like, you know, there's a humanity to you.
But that is so true. And Sandy had a lot to do with that, because he, when I did get to be a judge after, you know, years, he used to call me. But as we talked about before, he was the smartest person. He knew everything. He knew the law. He knew, you know, international affairs, everything. He used to call me now and then for, like, about a case, you know, something in the news or a law. And not only would he call me and ask me, you know, on the air, my expert opinion, but he would, like, say, oh, no, that's not right. He would tell me I'm wrong. He would say, no, that's not right. I don't agree with that. I would say, who is a lawyer here? And sometimes
you don't know what you're talking about. You only decided this case. Yeah, what do you know? But, you know, it's funny. When I would fill in for Sandy Beach, I would ask to get Judge Wolfgang on the program, and I was afraid to let her know that there was a fill-in. And so I'd be like, hey, do you have time for Sandy Beach's show? And then you would find out 5 seconds before you went on that Sandy's not on the show. You were doing a favor for Sandy, and I got to meet you that way.
Yes, I know. I know. And also, he was, you know, he became a personal friend of my husband and I and my family all the years. And he knew all my foibles. Like, he knew that I couldn't cook. I can't cook anything. And one time there was a reporter and some people were at my house about a cooking thing. And he walked into the house and he says to me, she doesn't even know where the kitchen is, does she? And the reporter was there and he's like, oh, no, you're kidding. He said, no, she can't cook anything. I said, oh, my God, I'm never going to tell you anything again.
Yeah, anything you tell him is now public for everyone's. Judge Wolfgang, thank you for not only your service and everything you represent, but also my sincerest condolences for the loss of your dear friend and the wonderful years you guys had together. He loved you, and I know that you cared about him, so thank you so much for taking time.
You're very welcome, David. Bye now.
We appreciate that. That's Judge Penny Wolfgang. We're talking about the life, the legacy of Sandy Beach, who has passed away at 86 years of age, 60 years in radio, 3 halls of fame. This audience, this was Sandy's audience. This was Sandy's show. And it was one of the coolest things in the world to be offered the great legendary Sandy Beach when he retired. Who was going to carry that torch? And I was like, I can't be Sandy Beach. I'll never be Sandy Beach. I've got to find a way to do something on my own. And that shadow of Sandy Beach was so enormous that we had to do something different. And even that, when you look in comparison to what he did every single day, it was one of the biggest challenges of my adult life was to be able to just pay homage to respect that legacy and that enormous generational talent.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.